Today, we meet Aaron Crooks. Aaron has worked in human resources at Verizon for the past 13 years. She's now the VP of compensation, helping strategize how employees get competitive and fair pay as the business evolves. Aaron is also the executive sponsor of PACT, our parent and caregivers ERG. Today, National Caretakers Day, she shares her personal journey as a mom and the heartache that at times comes with it. Please be advised the following video may be sensitive to watch. Make sure you're in a safe emotional space before viewing. This is Erin's story.
I'm Erin Crooks. I've been with Verizon about 13 years. My husband and I, we didn't know if we'd be able to have kids, to be honest. We actually had to do IVF multiple times. Luckily, we got twins. I had those twins at 25 weeks. A doctor came and saw me and told me, you know, there's a 50% chance that they'll make it through the next 24 hours. My son was doing so well, and my daughter was not. And I was like, I just know I need you. She is like the biggest fighter. And after 4 months, they both made it out of the NICU. We had the best year and a half of my entire life with these twins. I couldn't believe how happy and how full they made us feel. After they dismiss you from the NICU, you have to get followed up with. And you go to developmental pediatricians. And the third time, they're like, take Connor to a physical therapist. He's tilting his head as he walks and his arms are out. So my husband and I actually just decided to go to a neurosurgeon. And the biggest thing we needed was an MRI. He was turning 2. My son had a 5-centimeter tumor in the back of his brain. We started chemo a week later. In our second cycle, we had a scan, which showed that the tumor was actually responding a little bit. And it was decided to do a surgery. And they did get it all out. And for the first time in this process, we were so optimistic. And they're like, listen, you have to go now, get radiation. We spent the entire summer in Boston. It was like the best, best summer. And then we came back, the tumor was gone. And we basically had to do 3 bone marrow transplants. And so fast forward 1 month later, we went for a scan and there were 4 new tumors. And they said to us, we're gonna move from cure to care. Obviously, you're just like, oh my God. And no one can tell you what's next. And that's what was so hard. It was a race to make every moment count. And so we went to Disney World. It was the most magical moment of my son's life. And then we did this big third birthday party. And I mean, there were 200 people there. I truly know what we signed up for as mothers. It is through everything. I know that we tried everything we could to save his life. Mother's Day weekend, the nurse came and said he is transitioning. Everybody got to say their goodbyes. Nothing can prepare you for that moment. Nothing. People just met him and loved him. He loved life. The second it ended, it was just so much emptiness. You're so focused on the caretaking that the real emptiness happened right after. We have this beautiful girl. I cannot let this be what defines the rest of her life. I sat that first night at the NICU and said to her, I know I'm gonna need you. I needed her. Every day, that's what kind of got me out of bed. The biggest thing for me when I was going through everything was realizing I was not alone. Work actually was a really big coping mechanism. PACT actually is a new ERG. It's for parents and caregivers. We're filling like multiple voids for employees to connect with people who have similar situations, different situations can help them cope. We've been very forward thinking with our ERG landscape, with making sure people can bring their authentic selves to work. I actually think it's a differentiator. Just like our credo says, we say we run to a crisis, we run to people's personal crisis. So we always thought we would have 3 kids. And the doctor told me there was no path, probably, for me having another kid. And I was like, you know what, that can't be true. This is gonna happen, and it did. And it was Quinn. And he came home from the hospital with us. My family's happy. Life is short. I don't take a thing for granted. But we'll get better for people.